You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show as the one and only. Anyway, let's get rolling here with sponsors. We have the CCA Star Tournament, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Boyd's One Stop, and Belleville. All right, Jace, what do we have for weather today, buddy? Let's see here. It's 84 on the island in Galveston right now. Mix of clouds and suns. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. High of 88. Winds will be southeast 10 to 20 tonight. Looks like partly cloudy skies. A low of 82. South-southeast winds 10 to 20. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, early. Scattered thunderstorms develop in the afternoon. Looks like a high of 86. South-southeast winds 10 to 20. Rain chance tomorrow is about 40% along the coast, you know, in the Galveston area anyway. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We had a low occur just after midnight at 12:39 a.m. It was a negative 0.5. And a high coming up at 9:23 a.m. It's a 1.4. 6:22 a.m. is sunrise. 8:23 p.m. sunset. Our moon phase, 6%. Headed towards our next full moon. And looking at current conditions, the buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. It's 84 degrees out there with 86 degree water. South winds at 11 to 16. And at the Galveston Channel, it's 84 degrees with 87 degree water. South winds 7 to 10. Eagle Point is 86.7 degree water with a south wind at 11 to 13. And Morgan's Point, it's 82 with 86 degree water. A south-southeast wind at 6 to 9. So, water temperature is kind of warm for, it's not even July yet, so pretty warm water for this time of year and temperatures. Anyway, all right, well, let's head over east of town to the Golden Triangle area, and let's check in with our good friend Captain Bill Watkins and see what's up with him this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, man, how are you?
Couldn't be better, man. How about yourself?
Oh, crippling along, you know.
Yeah, crippling along.
Yeah.
Dragging a leg.
Dragging a leg. That's right. After walking with a walking stick now, but I bought me a walking stick in Colorado last summer when
right.
We were up there. And I never did think that I was going to need it when I got back home. But here I am crippling along on this cane. But
what are you having trouble with? Your hip or what?
It's not my hip, but it's right close to that. It's like the SI joint, and it's somewhat better, but after a day in that ship channel with the boats rocking back and forth and so many people going by,
right.
Oh man, it finally gets aggravated and, you know, my console seat's not quite wide enough to fit my butt. I found that out the hard way.
Well, you might have to radio in and get a bigger one.
Yeah, that's what I might need to do.
You know, people don't realize, you know, you're kind of responsible for your wake. And, you know, the other day I noticed, you know, there was a couple of boats that just threw out huge wakes on us. There was no need in that. We're on the trolling motor fishing, and I mean, if you're not paying attention, they can throw you down in the boat or out of the boat when they do that.
That's right.
And
yes, sir.
I'd rather you just stay on plane and run wide open by me than to plow by bird dogging and throwing out a giant wake. I mean, they think because they're going slower, but it doesn't work out that way.
No, it doesn't work out that way.
And then to plow by you going slow like that and throwing out a giant wake and then pulling in front of you and cut you off when you know we're working in that direction, throwing our lures that way, working down a piece of structure. And it just, people need, you got all day to catch them. I mean, all you need is three. I mean, what's the hurry? Slow down, you know. Be thoughtful of others and you know, watch your old wake.
Yeah, when you got crowded waterways like we got nowadays, you know, but I mean, yesterday, you know, Friday is the new Saturday.
It has been for years. I've been saying that forever. I mean, it just.
Saturday is like a holiday.
Yeah.
If the weather's good, everybody's going to be out there. And if the weather's not good, by the time it finally gets good, they'll still be there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I'd much rather fish Monday through Thursday. But I, you know, here I am stuck fishing a weekend. So you got to go when folks want to go.
Braver than I am.
Yeah, but July 4th, I will not be on the water.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
That's the biggest fishing weekend of the year, too.
Yeah, it usually is. You know, Memorial Day and Labor Day and July 4th. And it's usually pretty warm. And now, I've been dodging some rain showers, but it's been tolerable all week.
Mm-hmm.
The only day I had to cancel was Tuesday, and I did the right thing on that because there's a big old storm cloud hung down there. It's been past the whole day.
I know. I was looking at that from where I was fishing. I go, man, they're getting some rain east of us.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's been raining at my house at least once a day,
mm-hmm.
like a monsoon rain. Can't mow my yard. You know, it's hopeless. That grass is going to grow.
Well, I'll tell you, I hadn't seen yards so green and pretty this time of year in a long time. Usually they're starting to get burnt up, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're there. So, yesterday we had an interesting trip, and the day before, too. I think, I want to remember, we caught 23 trout yesterday, not counting the throwbacks. And they were running 13 and a half to maybe 15.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday we caught 31 and it was easier and they were bigger.
Yeah.
You're at the mercy of whatever size school fish you've got in that channel.
Yeah.
Are in the lake, and I did venture into the lake yesterday and caught some fish on a reef, little reef pad, and I have not been catching those fish, and they finally showed up, so guess where I'm going this morning?
I hope it works out for you.
Yeah, maybe it will, because early in the morning that tide is rushing pretty strong and throwing up some mud clouds. And if you get up in the lake, it's not quite so strong. So, you know, because it's not a funnel point. Yeah, you don't have all that current choking down into, you know, narrow banks.
Right.
But yesterday, we had an interesting situation. The water cleared slightly from about 11 o'clock took one right in there. And you could see the bait down about 6-8 inches. I think there was some kind of salty water mixing coming to the top of that high tide. And I pulled a rabbit out of the hat. I thought, you know what? This is time to throw something that was a lot of bling. So I pulled out a K-Wiggler 4-inch with a salt and pepper, which has, their salt and pepper has a lot of silver flakes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's a bright, blingy bait. And it had a yellow tail on it, or, you know, lime truce. And, man, they started hitting that thing. We were fishing in about, 5-6 foot of water. And, man, oh, man, you talk about eat that bait up. And I thought, well, I made the right call on that, because you get a little bit of light penetration when the sun's really high up overhead. And then you pull out a bait that's got a lot of sparkle. And man, oh man.
Yeah, that silver glitter will find that light, you know.
Yes, sir, it does.
It makes it pop.
The gold glitter is a little bit more muted, but there's situations for that too. But that silver glitter, oh man. They were just catching them hand over fist there for that last little bit.
Yeah, that bass assassin paddle tail, the sea shad, the chartreuse with the silver glitter in it, that's been working real well. I'm getting a lot of bites on that.
Yeah, that sea shad's a good bait. But that's,
they're all good if you're in fish, you know. they all work pretty good.
rule number one of fishing: fish where the fish are.
Exactly.
To do that, you gotta move. You gotta bob and wave, and don't leave too early. Stay there at least 10-15 minutes, and that way, you know, if you spook them a little bit when you pull up there, and put the trolling motor down, spot lock it, you might spook them some. And you need to hang there for 10 to 15 minutes, make lots of casts until you figure out that they're actually there. And then you can work them over then. And after they slow down, that's when you move. So I'm basically spending 30 minutes at a place. And we never did hit a real concentration, what I'd call, you know, where you could just sit down and limit out. There's none of that going on. But there's a whole lot of fish in a lot of places. But it's kind of interesting right now. And the water's starting to moderate a little bit as far as fresh water. It's kind of trying to turn the corner. If we could get rid of all these rains, local rains I'm talking about, I think that we'll be okay. But I managed to. I got run off by the storms. Let's see, Monday. Monday we got rained out at 10:30. And we still caught 18 good trout. I mean, nice ones. 17s, 18s, you know. So it's been working out real good. That's the least number I've caught every day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes 28, 30, 34. Can't quite get a limit. Not a 3-man limit anyway.
But yeah, with your liberal Louisiana limit.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, there's probably a lot of people doing that. But it's not showing up in the fishery yet. I'm not seeing any less or more. It's just kind of right there.
Well, do you ever dream you'd see as many such a variety of soft plastic baits like we have this day and age?
No, no. It's fantastic.
I mean, they're like gads. I can't keep up with all of them.
No. No, new ones being hatched every day. Oh, well. They just closed the lane on me up here. That's not...
A little lane closure there? Well.
Yeah.
At least you bridge, don't have anybody sitting in a lawn chair closing the whole freeway down for 5 hours like we had over here the other day. That was crazy.
Oh, bad.
You didn't hear about that?
No, you're kidding me.
No, it was pretty bizarre. There was some... I'm sure when everybody got home from work, man, the whiskey bottles and beer cans and everything started popping open. They had a stressful time. Commute trying to get home. Pretty crazy. Let me knock this break out, Bill. I'll be right back with you, buddy. Hang on a second. All right. Well, folks, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's currently going on. It's running all summer from Memorial Day through Labor Day weekend. It's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. And that's for offshore and inshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish have been tagged and released in inshore waters. They're just swimming around waiting to be caught. And you can fish for other species like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Real easy to enter. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star, Beer, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Get signed up today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we're back.
All right, I'm here with you, man.
All right. Where were we?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting what's going on right now. There's a lot of fresh water, but that being said, that water's starting to salt up just a little. And those fish are responding to that. You know how we've always said that fish on Sabine Lake want to be north. The local fish like to be up there. And they're starting to kind of ease that way. Fishing that reef pad yesterday, about mid-morning, I hadn't not been catching any fish there at all. And there they were. It was a pretty good number of fish on that little pad. Mm. So that tells me, and there not only was it local fish, but there was some tide runners in there too. So everybody's wanting to go up the system.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what that is those trout trying to find the optimum salinity to lay their eggs.
I noticed a lot of fish in our upper end of the complex right now. You know, everything's laying down deep along the bottom underneath that fresh water. And
right.
A lot of these trout are still full of eggs. They're holding on to them, trying to get the salinity right so they can, you know, get some production out of the egg mass once they lay them. And, the salinity's good. You got to have salt water for that to work. I think, what's the magic number? 12 parts per thousands, and
something like that.
It's got to be that or above, and strictly for the, you know, buoyancy effect and all that, where they're fertilized properly by the males and then they end up working their way into the estuarine system and hatching out.
Yeah.
And these fish that are spawned in the bay like that, they want to live here. They're gonna stay as close as they can to where they were born. And
yeah, that's what they say, and I kind of believe that. And you know, these fish over here, they've got that tannic color,
right?
You know, they're darker.
Yeah, they're different. Different as night and day versus a tide runner. Tide runner's real. Slimmer built, stronger, more probably, if you can call it, muscle in a fish, but they're feistier and they're paler colored, you know, compared to the resident fish that are darker and bigger shoulders on them, broader bodies, all that, stubbier tails.
Is that the case over on Trinity Bay as well? I seem like I always said, a lot of people find the tide runners prettier fish, and then just as many people find those dark fish to be really interesting color. It's about half opinion.
Yeah, I like it in the fall when a lot of them come out of the marsh, or they're using the marsh, you know, going up in bayous and then coming out in the bay and feeding down flats and doing that back and forth deal, because trout, they actually want to be in rivers and bayous in the wintertime.
They do.
But they have that, you know, that real dark color to them, the real yellow-orangish mouth, the gold, you know, the gold fins on them, their pectoral fins and everything have that gold hue to them. They're really pretty. Beautiful fish.
You're
especially
right.
When they're about 8 or 9 pounds and they look like that.
I hadn't seen one like that for a while.
Been a while for me too, brother. It's coming though.
I did see an honest 5-pounder the other day.
Yeah, we're starting to see fish like that around here too, you know, some fours and fives. They're not tons of them, but there's enough to, well, we're throwing them back. They'll be, they can't be 8-pounders if you kill them at 4 pounds, so kind of like deer hunting.
No, that's right. And what's your percentage of 7 to 9 pounders in the bay system? Maybe 1%.
Yeah.
1.5.
Yeah, it used to be a lot greater, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
We had a better percentage. Well, we just had a really good, stable, mass of all age classes. And
yeah. You
were able to target big fish, just go specifically fish for them. You know, that's what 90% of my business was back in the day, was just people, they didn't care about, boxing 80 fish when the limit was 20. They wanted to go catch a 7 or an 8 pound trout, a true trophy to them. And that's what we did.
Yep.
And pressure's off when they tell you that. And then, man, there'd be some days everybody catch one and, or maybe two, and there was other days when the whole boat would catch 20 or 30 like that. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep, that's right. And now it's kind of a mix now.
I think so our average size right now, you know, as far as numbers, you know, just a ton of fish when you get on them and catch them, are in that 17, 18, 19-inch class. And then, you know, this time last year, it was all like 14 to 16, maybe a 17. So it's coming around. It's getting better. And,
and
we've still got a lot of those little fish, too. Reproduction's working.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I wished I could do that over here. But I cannot.
Well, it's coming.
In no way.
It's coming.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, it seems like to me that, you know, now we've got a lot on the Texas side. We've got a lot of 14.5.
Yeah.
That's the predominant size. And then every once in a while, you'll run into a 17, 18. And every once in a while, you'll see a 20.
Yeah.
You know, 21. And so what's going on the Louisiana side, we've just got a mixture of fish. You know, there's no way to control where they swim.
No, there's not.
So they go across the line, and they don't even know there is a line. They follow the bait, and that's all they do. It's all about reproduction and bait.
That's it.
They eat every day. Those goofy trout, I mean, they're aggressive. The more I fiddle with them, the more aggressive they seem to be. I mean, it's just like you dangle a piece of yarn in front of a cat, and he's finally going to swat at it.
Sure.
And the trout are the same way. If you ain't catching them, you're either doing something wrong or in the wrong place. I mean, if you fiddle with them enough, you know, one of them's going to hit it.
Sure.
They just can't resist it. To me, that's any kind of a fish that's like that, that's a cool fish.
You know, and as these fish grow up, the bigger they get, the smaller your bite windows are, and the less they feed. They don't have to eat all day like the smaller fish and the school fish. And your bite tapers off
bite.
A little bit. Once you get 22-inch fish and up, they don't have to feed around the clock like the smaller fish do. Of course, they're more they're targeting more bigger baits, too, you know. Not gorging so much on small shrimp or little shad. They're more or less looking for a bigger finfish to eat that they can hold on to and longer, you know, just digest it longer before they get rid of it, or they puke it up or shoot it out the other way and then get ready to feed again.
Yeah, it does seem that way. I've caught big trout over the years that had a lot of, you know, mullet in them, pretty good sized mullet, or a pinfish, or a croaker,
right?
You know, and then I've caught them on a, you know, like a little John, and they were puking up shrimp all over the place.
Right.
I think it's just about opportunity.
You noticed, too, this year, your fish real clean, not a lot of parasitic worms in them?
No, they're
none whatsoever. Isn't that something?
It is amazing. They're pretty doggone healthy.
Well, they've been staying away from the sharks, because that's where they get those worms from, is the sharks.
No,
it starts
kidding.
Out with
I
a shark,
know that.
And it makes a cycle. Yeah. And
another reason to get rid of sharks.
Yes. That's exactly right.
I'm all about that.
Well, it comes from the shark poop, who are full of intestinal parasitic worms. Bait fish eat them. They'll nibble on the poop of the sharks. Even some small trout will. And then it's a big cycle. It goes all the way back around. And then when the sharks eat them, the fish that have parasitic worms, and they keep them. They ingest them. So it's a.
I had no idea about that.
It's a big cycle. I read up on it, and it's very interesting. I ever get a wind on the show, I'll read it off to the listeners and let them know how the entire cycle works. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is interesting. I never knew that.
So stop fishing in shark-infested waters. Get you some Flex Seal. I love that commercial. That guy puts that Flex Seal on him, and he's paddling around in a boat and a bunch of nurse sharks, you know. Shark-infested waters. Oh, I laugh when I see that. Hadn't seen it in a while. It's pretty funny. If you're a fisherman. All right, Bill. Well, hey, man. Take care of that leg and catch some fish. Hope you get them good today. If somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing with you, how do they get a hold of you, man?
409-673-9211.
All right,
or buddy. fishsmeetlake.com.
You got it, man. Well, you have a good day.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
Good luck
Take
to
care.
You. All right, man. Later. All right, that's Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. Well, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team, with over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 436. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe. Let's check in on our good friend, Mr. Richard Tosh, the fish dude. Hey, Richard, what's going on, bud?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
I couldn't be better. Thanks for even asking. And how about you? How are you doing? How's that arm doing, buddy?
It's getting there. I still got a chunk missing, but that's all right.
You think?
It's going to
chunk. That's more than a chunk, man. I've eaten ribeye smaller than that chunk.
I guarantee you, good night. Oh, I'll tell you what, it's something else. Man, I'll tell you what, I'm wanting to get back out on the water so bad I can't stand it. That's what's killing me.
I know it's killing you, man. But hey.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hard. It's hard for a one-armed man to fish. It's possible. What was this guy's name? He was so good. He had one arm, and buddy, he could catch trout. Fishing too, bud.
Was good night.
Hardy will text me his name. Bob Hardy knows him real good. I remember wading around him back in the day. I'd see him, and he had electric reel, bait casting.
Yeah.
He was something else, man.
Well, I'll tell you what, hopefully I don't get it in that situation, but, I mean, good night, I'll tell you what, it's as hard as heck to stay away from water for me. I mean, it's, you know.
I know.
Like I told you before, I hated canceling any trips at all. You know, I just hate letting people down. You know, when I say I'm going to be somewhere and do something, I'm going to do it. So, it's, you know, that was one of the hardest things.
Just text them a picture of your arm, they'll understand thoroughly.
I did to just about everybody, you know. I said, hey, you know, I just can't make it. This is what's going on. So it's
you can live to fish another day, my friend.
I know, brother, but man,
have the doctors or anybody figured out what caused this, or is there any reason behind it?
Really, they really haven't told me anything about it yet. You know, all I know is I had a couple of little sores on my arm that got infected, and that infection just grew. You know, just all it was grew from one to another. They were these two little sores were about 4 inches apart. And next thing I know, this infection just spread to both of them. And I could squeeze one part of my arm and stuff would come out of the other part of my arm. That's how bad it was. And so they said, hey, this is what we're going to do. And I said, whatever we got to do, let's do it. You know, because I didn't want to go through what I did back in 2010 with that Vibrio stuff and the flesh-eating bacteria. So it's, you know, because back then I spent from second weekend of July until September in the hospital. So it's and then couldn't even walk until October. So that was being down a lot more than what I'm going to be out this time.
Now, you got that? You were down fishing around Chocolate or Bastrop somewhere when you got that.
Well, what it was is right there where Chocolate dumps in the Intercoastal. That's where I was at whenever I got it in 2010. So, and it was, you know, one of the funny things about it was always July 4th weekend every year, I always went down to a buddy of mine's down there. He's got a house in Bay Harbor. And we'd go down there for 4th of July weekend. Well, in 2010, it rained that 4th of July weekend, and it rained pretty good. So I said, well, let's put it off till the next weekend. Well, that following weekend, all that freshwater influx had come in and churned up the bottom and all that good stuff. And, you know, we were out there just having a good old time. I never got out of the boat or anything like that. And, you know, now granted, me and Captain Morgan was real good friends, but it's, you know, it was one of those things where all that sediment got stirred up. We were running some crab traps, trout fishing, red fishing, doing a little bit of everything. But like I say, never got out of the boat. And then next thing you know, I get home, and at 7 a.m. Monday morning, I feel fine. At 7:30, it's like somebody hit a switch, and I started running an instant fever. And it went,
wow.
That fever went from like 104 to 106 all night long, and it's like good night. And then the next day, I'd started running a fever, but my foot had started hurting. It's like, what the heck's going on? Yep. And then no swelling or nothing. Just started hurting real bad.
Started hurting and throbbing, man.
Yep. And then got to the point where I couldn't walk on it. And so went to the ER. And when I got to the ER, I was running 104.5 degree fever. They sent me, they gave me Tamiflu and sent me home. And a couple of hours later, my foot had started swelling up. So this is like 9 o'clock in the morning. I went to my regular doctor, since I didn't have an appointment, I had to see a PA. Well, the PA gave me anti-inflammatories and sent me home. About 3 hours later, I'm in the hospital, and they didn't release me till September. So it's like, you know, good night. And granted, up here in Huntsville, they didn't know what it was.
Diagnosis, man.
they didn't know what it was for 11 days. It's like, good night. So they shipped me down to Herman. When I got down to Herman downtown, a nurse says, hey, you got that flesh-eating bacteria. And I said, well, I'm glad somebody knows what it is, you know. So it's then I stayed down there the whole time, and they kept cutting stuff off and putting other stuff back on. So it's just, it is what it is, you know. I survived it too hard-headed, not to kick the bucket then. I think I can make it through this one, or I hope I can anyway. So, because this one here is not near what that one was. I mean, good night. That one there, they had everything off the bottom of my right foot all the way to the bone. So nothing but bone and tendon hanging off the bottom of my foot. So this here is just a layer of skin, so it's not too bad. I mean, it looks pretty bad, but it's not as bad as what it seems. So it's, you know, it's all good.
Pain factor, huh?
I got a pretty high pain tolerance, so it's not too bad. You know, that's the thing. There's a couple areas on there that hurt pretty good, but I think when they cut all that stuff off, I don't know how they did it with the laser or something, because they cauterized all the veins and the nerves and stuff. So there's really not that much pain involved with it. You know, it's just a pain in my rear having to deal with it and change these bandages all the time, because you know, they're seeping through and all kinds of stuff, and just, you know, just dealing with that. That's the hardest part, because you got to
rub some catfish bait on it.
There you go. Rub some old stink bait on there and get it real primed up and ready to go.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, that's the biggest thing, just tending to it and trying to keep it as clean and dry as possible.
There's so much. I mean, people don't realize there's a ton of bacteria in freshwater, too.
Yes.
You know, the Vibrio vanuculus, or however you pronounce it.
I don't know how you pronounce water, all that.
It's more of a marine bacteria that affects you a little different, but you can get this stuff in freshwater too. And
yes, absolutely. And you know, it's mostly.
You know, every year you'll hear about one kid or something's been swimming in freshwater in a lake or, you know, some kind of stream or whatever, and gets one of those.
you know, that amoeba.
That amoeba, you know, brain amoeba. And
right.
It's unfortunate, but it does happen. And
yep, there's all kinds of little bugs out there that'll get you that you don't really pay much attention to, and as long as your immune system's in good shape, normally you don't have any issues with it. But you know, that's one of the things that you don't think about is your immune system very often. You know, it's for the most part, you know, just like me, all my life I've been bulletproof. I mean, that's just the way I feel.
You know, I'm just not a sickly person. I never get sick. But whenever I do, it's because I run myself down, didn't get the rest that I, you know, that you should get your sleep and all that. And you just, you lower your immune system. You run yourself ragged and, you catch the first thing that comes along, man.
That's about right. Cause I mean, that's, you know, you and I both the same way. I mean, I'm going to, I can't go no more. That's just the nature of me. You know, I don't stop. I don't slow down. I'm going wide open from start to finish, no matter what. So that's, you know, most people ought to be able to tell that by the way I talk on the phone. So it's, I mean, good night. I don't slow down at all. It's one of those things where, you know, when I get started, my day gets started, it doesn't stop till I decide to finally lay down in the evening, you know, 8, 9, 10 o'clock. It depends on whenever I get ready to go. But when I'm out there on the water, I'm no different than I am right now. I'm going. I don't back down. I go to get what we got to get and keep on trucking. You know, that's the thing. Cause I enjoy what I do. I absolutely love it. There's nothing that'll ever change that. I mean, I thought years ago, and I told people in the past when I first started guiding, if I told myself, if I ever got tired of it, just quit. Don't do it anymore. And, you know, because I don't want to be a pain in somebody's side, you know, I want to be that guy that everybody enjoys going fishing with. And I enjoy going fishing with myself. That's the thing. So that's what's so bad. But
you'll get through it, man. It's worth it. I know. Back and good to go. Well, Richard, when you do decide to start going, give them some info how they can reach you and you can get them on the books, man. Get them out there.
All right, Mickey. Anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, brother. Well, heal up. Those fish will be there waiting on you when you get ready.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
All right, dog. See you, man.
All right.
Later. All right. Bye. All right. Now let's run down to Matagorda and check in with our good friend, Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm a little tired, but I'm
that's good.
Percolating along.
Making that money. Getting on.
Hmm. Hmm. Well, is that wind? What's the wind doing now?
Ain't much wind this morning. It's about like yesterday morning.
It came up yesterday afternoon pretty good out of the east. But
it's all due south this morning, anywhere from 6 to 8, 9 to 10, 5 to 9. Even offshore, it's only 9, so it's doable. Good. It's doable.
Well, we'll fight the crowds. We don't know. We got about 3 tournaments around here today. And
I think Bink got a big deal out of his lodge, and the tournament's going on. It's going to be a busy day, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm fishing part of that group with Bink. Today and tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah. But lots of people around. But it doesn't make any difference. Everybody's catching fish.
Yeah, you know? It's fishing season, man. They're eating a prop off the boat right now.
You know, we've had, like I said the other day, we had, you know, we got some east in that wind now, and makes a difference.
Oh, and it does. It just feels better outside, too. It's a lot cooler.
Yeah,
you know, with a breeze with some east in it, just a great wind. You know, all our in our young careers back in the day, remember southeast was the predominant wind.
Yeah,
always had east in the wind every day.
Now it's south.
Yeah,
with a little west in it.
Yeah, no, don't say west. No W word. Oh Lord, I can't stand that west wind.
I hadn't even watched the news lately. What's long range look like? We got any more?
I think we got a pretty good chance of rain tomorrow. I think Galveston's showing about a 40% chance, and the Houston one was, I think it was a little higher. Let's see here. They're throwing in a 60% chance. It was 70 and 80%, but that's tapered off, so chances are may have something to do with that Saharan dust rolling in, too. You know, there's a lot of that going to come in this weekend.
Man, that's been hitting my allergies.
Yeah, it's been getting to everybody. It's going to be a lot worse this weekend and all through next week. We're going to have hazy skies because of it. You remember a year or two ago we had a lot of that Saharan dust, and remember it was weird. It just, you couldn't get that clear, beautiful sky. It was just that old hazy look all the time.
Yeah, I think we were having that when we were having a bunch of southwest winds in, though, too, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that word again. Got some west in it.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Everything looks good around here, though, Mickey. I think everybody's happy and catching fish. And
well, that's good.
And nothing new that I can think of going on. I hadn't heard of any tag fish caught or anything.
No. They did, they got four of the blue tags caught so far and two red tags. One's pending polygraph, but one's confirmed. So that's six fish so far out of, the amount, 120 they released or whatever it is. So that's good.
Yeah, but nothing from around this part of the country,
no,
I don't think.
Everything's been kind of mid to lower. Well, we had that one, Ralph Frazier's customer caught up here in Galveston. I forgot about that one. That was the first one caught.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, he wasn't signed up for that thing either. Ralph
he
wasn't.
He wasn't?
No.
Or Ralph wasn't?
Ralph wasn't.
Okay, well. He got.
But from my understanding,
he don't need any prizes.
That ain't no joke. From what I understand, for a while the guide would get that wins the drawing would get a boat, motor, and trailer, and now somebody's telling me it's not that, it's something else. They get something else.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what it is, but anyway, I know at one time one of the boys around here, the first year that happened. It was won here by a guy here in Matagorda, and he got a mounting boat.
Right.
25-foot mounting. It was really a good deal.
Dang. No joke.
Yeah.
That's worth signing up for, I can tell you that. The more fish, yeah. Because every time one of your customers weighs in a fish and gets on the board, your name goes in the hat.
Yeah, and there's not going to be very many names in that hat.
No, there's not. Sure not.
Probably one or two. So whatever. We'll
well, your old Astros won again last night. That's five in a row, buddy.
Man. They are on a roll.
Hey, how about the Phillies? The last time I looked, I think in the third inning they were up 11-0 over the Braves after we shut them out for three games here, and they got away from our pitching and thought, boy, this is easy. Nothing to it. I think they hit five home runs. It was crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy for them. Percolot doing as well as they are with as many people we have injured out right now.
It really is. It's just, man, we just got these guys that step up. You know, we got some depth.
They want to win. That's what it takes.
Yes. Winning is everything.
Yes, sir.
Nobody likes a loser.
Nope.
Like Pat said, everybody loves a winner. And Americans are winners.
Yes, sir.
All right, Charlie. Well, hey, man. You get it together. Clear the cobwebs out and go out and catch some fish, man.
Getting ready to roll on it now.
I know you are. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down to Matagorda and hook up with you, give them a number, man.
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, bud. Charlie, have a good day. Be safe.
Take care, Mickey.
Later. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.